Parliament that you are going to drive very soon. Let me take this opportunity, Honourable Member, on behalf of our good friends, let's congratulate one of unsung heroes from boxing, Mrs. Benati, the special one, Montlinga, is retaining his IBF World Flyweight Championship for the second time in Rome. We do support him dearly. And also, Honourable Members, we're seeing again our girls, Banyana Banyana, and they are preparing to take a very strong team called Tanzania this Friday. And then they are looking forward to qualify for Olympics. We know that we always, any team in this committee, always want to see them, that South Africa flag must flow. But now today, we are here with the understanding that as we tried that our problem, we must meet every day. We know this faith amendment being that without us educating and put aside our time in order that as has been said, the advert is going to be out on Thursday, which is 22nd, and then the closing date of submission of written oral submission will be on the 14th, and then hoping that in fact, according to our problem, on the 20th, on the 19th of March, we will be adopting it, and hoping that all is going to be well. I'm suspecting we cannot run away, that we don't want to put South Africans on the pressure of thinking that again we'll be having a problem of putting our flag high. But fortunately today we're having saying that we are giving them this opportunity as it deals with our department, which take us through, but we're giving honors to the entity which is belonging to what we're talking about, that they must also take us through. Honourable members, I'm suspecting that everyone is here, even from, I've seen that even from the department, I've seen I wanted to check states. Zuleka, are they in?
Yes, Madam Chair, they are in the meeting.
Good morning, Chair. We are present.
Oh, this is Mr. Khalidi. Okay, good morning. Honourable members, do we have apologies?
Yes, Madam Chair, good morning. This is an apology from the Minister who is attending the Cabinet Committee. We also received an apology from Mr. Martin Wolsey, who is attending another consolidation meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other apology that you maybe it's not also so like. Honorable members. Who's not in he or she's got no apology. I'm going to note that because we need that if somebody is not going to be in the meeting, we want an official apology. Can I give honorable members a chance to adopt the agenda? Honorable members? Honorable Adams?
Good morning, Chairperson. Can you hear me?
I do.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to yourself and to the members on this platform. Chairperson, I wanted to move for the adoption of the agenda. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I'll move. I second the motion.
The agenda is agreed upon too. Thank you so much, Honorable Members. According to our agenda now, the second the overview, so this overview, is it department is going to give us, or is it you, content advisor, who's supposed to give this overview?
Madam Chair, it's the committee, so it can either be you or the content advisor can assist us.
Yes, I'm suspecting as I was doing my opening remarks, content advisor is supposed to be in here. We are in this rushing period because that we are aware we're having a problem that we're rising on the 28th or 28th or 29th. So the this office of Chairperson on behalf of honorable members and the office of the House Chairperson and the office section office, if I can call it. As you are aware, last week we met and we were compelled that we must even relook at the agenda, relook at the program as you, honorable members, you agreed upon, because there were delays, and then we didn't want any other delays, and we are aware that once the advert is not yet out, we took a conscious decision that let's go on by inviting the oral submission. As we're speaking today, we're having USAID, tomorrow we're having SASCOG. As time goes on, we'll get it from the secretariat, what is going to happen. They will be receiving those oral submission as time goes on. That's my understanding, that this is a very crucial amendment bill which needs us to put aside anything from Parliament, because the permission has been granted. So I'm pleading to honorable members that each and every committee in Parliament which has got bills to be looked at, they've been granted, and they are asked not to undermine the meetings. They must prioritize the bills can now give to Ufion.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I think, Chairperson, for the sake of brevity, you've hit the nail on the head. Safe to say that this is a very important amendment act, as you have mentioned, and we look forward to SAGE's submission today. There are several sections of the act that have been amended, including section 6, 8, 10, let me just go through the list, 11, etc. Yeah, I think it's 6, 8, and 11 is the last section that was amended. And we have looked through, say, the submission, and we look forward to getting some further clarity and information from them on their submission. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Fion. Can I take again this opportunity to welcome our department who is here just to listen the process in order that they must be aware of what we are doing as a committee. Honourable members, this collective of the staff of this committee, they are not sleeping. Every now and then, Chairperson will check what is going on, go and knock on this door. I'm very proud of you, all of you, the staff of this committee. Let me now welcome Mr. Khalidi and the team. Now this is your time.
Good morning, and thank you, Chair, for having also scheduling the public hearing. Before the procedure that we'll follow today, we've already submitted the oral the written submission. Our legal manager, Ms. Wafika, will take you through the actual sections just to give it more clarity or explanation where it's required. It is fairly technical, so Wafika will touch on it. Also, just a reminder to the members, this is an amendment bill, so it's very technical and pedantic in terms of just changing words. But before I hand over to Wafika Chair, I would like just to acknowledge the work of Zuleka in assisting us. As you mentioned, highlights the importance of the bill. Your committee secretary has been very helpful with our legal case in preparing documents for the Court of Arbitration so that we could give the court the different dates, the parliamentary dates, and the commitment from Parliament. We really appreciate the open communication with Zuleka. I also would like to just inform or make aware to the committee in the background the work of the minister. Minister Kagwa has really pulled out all the stops in also communication with the, I think the term is the person in charge of the business of Parliament and scheduling and communicating with the Speaker of Parliament. So SAGE, the Board of SAGE, and the management of SAGE is very appreciative of that behind the work scene that everyone may not know. Chair, we are hopeful. As I mentioned, Zuleka has been communicating all the dates and the process with our legal manager of Parliament. We are hopeful that the parliamentary process, you indicated you're looking at the 19th of March. We are optimistic and hopeful that the parliamentary process will overtake the proceeding that we have against WADA, the Court of Arbitration. If that indeed does happen, the case at the Court of Arbitration will be stayed and SAGE will be removed from the non-compliance declaration. So with that, again, thank you, Chair, and to the honourable members of the committee for scheduling the meeting and taking the urgency of the non-compliance of South African sport seriously. So I'll hand over to Ms. Wafika. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, so much. Okay, go on.
Morning, Chair. Morning.
I even forgotten to say compliments of the year. This is first time that you are meeting, and maybe as time goes on, some of us will never see us in this platform as you are going home, but you will always keep in touch with your good selves. So, compliments of the new year.
Thank you, Chair.
Morning, Chair. Morning, Honourable Members. Thank you for this opportunity for SAFE to present. And thank you once again for the effort in expediting this call. SAFE had submitted in December already made submissions and commentary to the bill that was published in the Government Gazette. I will take you through our comments, which were in conjunction with WADA as well. And we first want to start off with Section 1, definitions. It is our opinion that the wording or definition of anti-doping organization needs to be inserted, which means anti-doping organization as defined in Appendix 1 of World Anti-Doping Code. The purpose of this is so that it aligns and speaks to the mentioning of the anti-doping organization in Section 11M of the code. So the term is used in the text of the bill, and where the term is used, it needs to then be defined. And then we move on to Section 10. Are there any questions on that part? May I move forward?
Chair, you're muted.
Let's just continue. The questions will follow. Thank you about that. The members must note, maybe each department, if it needs clarities also, they are allowed, but they are here just to listen. Can you just take us with the whole your presentation, and then we are noting. I thank you.
Thank you. Then we move to Section 10 of the Principal Act 14 of 1997 and request that the entire paragraph 10, subsection 1D, be replaced with the following. The objectives of the Institute are to promote and ensure the adoption of a centralized doping control program, which focuses on implementing intelligent testing both in competition and out of competition on athletes over whom it has authority. Now, the current wording of 10.1, 10, subsection 1, subsection D, makes this bill non-compliant. And the reason for the non-compliance is the wording implies and could lead to the interpretation that athletes have a right to advance notice to being tested by SAFE. And this is not the standard practice in anti-doping at all, with SAFE or under WADA. And it only happens in very exceptional circumstances where matters like this are then justified. So that is the reason why that needs to come out. And another thing, the current wording speaks to then the operations of what happens at the Institute. Then I move to Section 11. Apologies, I'm losing my voice.
Sorry. Can you also share the bill on the screen as we are speaking? Talk to it. You must show it on the screen. talking to it.
Imply that there's only one registered testing pool in the country. if that gets, that can make it very easily challenged by the athlete's attorney should this matter proceed to a hearing or to court. And then I'll move then to section 17. That stickiness is quite long, so I'm just going to read as everything. This is the majority of this section 17 renders the bill non-compliance. So it's very important that we get the section correct. SAFE already provides for procedural provisions of appeal processes in its anti-doping rules. As well as it also has an appeal operation standards manual. We have rules that guide this process, and it is not necessary to have what is contained in this bill legislated. There are specific ways in which operational independence works when implemented in anti-doping. And then appeal panel members appointed to adjudicate hearings are done in this case by our registrar, not by the minister or the involvement of SACCOP or SAFE itself.
Just a maybe.
Because there might be conflicting parties. So we use a legal practitioner, an independent legal practitioner, to choose from the list appointed by the minister who will chair hearing next week or a month from now. As it stands now, there is a direct conflict with Article 13 of the SAFE rule, which is not aligned with the World Anti-Doping Code. Also note that the last appointment of the appeal board members by the former minister or from his office was not done in accordance with the legislation's requirements. For example, there was only one board member that was retained. She was the only person with anti-doping knowledge and 5 years experience in adjudicating anti-doping cases. The rest of the board members that were appointed except for another did not have experience, exposure or knowledge to anti-doping, no training whatsoever. Again, there is no need for SAFE, it doesn't need to be mentioned that SAFE writes the appeal procedures. The appeal board that consists of a panel of legal professionals are best suited through their legal practice and the procedures. They are suitable to conduct adjudicatory matters and draft our appeal procedure manual. And this manual is updated every 2 years, and then it is signed off by the chairperson, who is appointed by the minister. And then subsection 8, you cannot use the word doping in isolation, because this now ultimately means that there are no longer 11 anti-doping rule violations. There are no anti-doping rule violations. There's only one. And the minister's bill acknowledges there's only one anti-doping rule violation, then we have a serious problem on our hands. I cannot then prosecute any cases except for when athletes test positive. So if an athlete or athlete support personnel is caught trafficking, banned substances or involving any doping-related activity, the state has no power to prosecute. So they have proposed to keep that section quite short. and propose two clauses. Upon referral of the case for appeal, the registrar shall appoint an appeal panel for the appeal consisting of an independent chair and two or four independent members. The legal practitioner shall act as a chairperson of the appeal panel. All results management shall be responsibility of and shall be governed by procedural rules and anti-doping as amended from time to time in accordance with the code. Results management under the anti-doping rules establish a process designed to resolve anti-doping rule violation matters in a fair, expeditious and efficient manner. And then another clause proposed, the institute shall establish a hearing panel named the Independent Doping Hearing Panel, which has jurisdiction to hear and determine whether an athlete or other person subject to anti-doping rules has committed an anti-doping rule violation, and if applicable, to impose the relevant consequences. So in short, that is what SAES has to, is presenting as amendments to assist Bowl to bring South Africa in compliance with the World Anti-Doping Code. Thank you.
Let me say thank you so much. Are your colleagues want to say something before I'm giving the platform to the members? No one? Okay. One of the members, I'm suspecting even to us, it is very straightforward, because SAES he took initiative to forward what they are talking to today, and our department also did take us through. And as Mr. Khalida is saying, our ministry assisted us in this deal. Once the committee was tried our best to this office, and Usoleka and colleagues, they were not sleeping. But the most important thing is what you have done of writing to the speaker in order that the House Chairperson must take up check what is going on. I'm suspecting if the process was not challenged to speaker, we're going to further delay this amendment bill. But it was so strange, because even the cabinet prioritized it, because as you're speaking, we know that athletics are out. What if they will say that no flying of South African flag? We're together. I do appreciate, as always, that you always take a very important stance when it comes to what you are looking at the things as the drugs are all over in our athletics, in all our, what you call, in our sports fraternity. And as you are aware that you have been having a very not positive assistant to some other schools, that they didn't want that, you must just say the random testing. But I'm not sure if the Department of Education, how far are they with that? This is not a new thing to us as this committee. Honorable members, can I give you now the platform? Honorable Zondi, Honorable Malomane, Honorable Mteto, Honorable Adams, in that order. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good morning to you and to the Honorable members of the platform for this challenge department. Chair, you are correct. The issue of this bill is no longer the issue of the department or say itself. It's the issue of it's a national issue, it's the issue of the country. And Chair, I just want firstly to welcome the process report and also thank Uzolela and her team on the side of the Portfolio Committee. She kept us updated. You come to a meeting knowing very well what the process, even if there is a report that's sent to us, but she excelled on this matter. I don't know how, but I just want to thank her for that. And also the members who were also worried on the part of the nation. Just one question, speaking clearly, question, Chair. Is SAID proposing the addition of a definition of an anti-doping organization in addition to the definition for National Anti-Doping Organization that is included in the 2021 SAID Amendment Act? The 2021 WADA code that is appealed by Constitutive notes that its definition for anti-doping organization includes National Anti-Doping Organization. That would be my only question, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. Mr. Khalid, please wait. You are going to answer guys all the questions. And now the next Honorable member is Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Greetings to everyone in the platform. Let me also thank our staff, the team, for the hard work that they have done. We applaud it because we know that when this bill, it was taken to us to say there is a due date, and then we promised that to make sure that we align ourselves and do our work accordingly so that South Africa can have this bill passed correctly. So, Chair, my question will be based on the submission of states to say that they are proposing the deletion of the entire paragraph 10.1d, which it will be replaced by intelligent testing. So I just want to find out, because I can say that testing, there is a meaning or there is a definition of testing. But I just want to find out whether in this issue, the intelligent testing, it will be included in the definition or what? Must it be included in the definition or what? Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Maloman. Honorable Chair. Honorable Mteto. Honorable Mteto. Honorable Adams. Honorable Adams. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson.
I was skipping you yourself in Honorable Mteto. I called you three times and then I was thinking that I would come back to you. This problem may be of network. I'm not blaming anyone. Yes, Honorable Adams.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the opportunity. And to once again, I'm greeting all on the platform. Chairperson, let me also join the colleagues by thanking all who take part in the law making of the bill. We really appreciate it. As Chair has indicated, we were very worried because we were pushed by Parliament that we have to look into the bill to finalise it. And we know that we are in the season of sports, and we don't want to repeat what has happened last year with our South Africa rugby team. So we really appreciate what they are doing regarding that bill. I've got one question, Chair. Set submission point 10. If section 17(2) and A must be removed, then what do they propose for the wording for section 17(2) B of the 2023 amendment bill? Section 17(2) and B correctly reads, the number of persons appointed by the minister to hear and decide upon an appeal shall consist of an uneven, uneven number. I think by implication section 72 and B must also be deleted, Chairperson. I thank you.
Let me go to Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I find it very easy when we're dealing with amendments that the format be you provide the origin, the original clause, and then below that you then say the insertion therefore is or the we propose the removal of this word and replace it with this. It makes it easy to follow it. Now to just go and say we propose, I think it has thrown us all over the place because how could we follow progress? But be that as it may, I want to know, there's a source that talks about spontaneous testing. Now in view of these testings that are happening, how do we deal with the issue of popia? And that is there anything that guides us in terms of popia where somebody says, I have a right not to give my information? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mucheka. Honourable Joseph.
anti-doping organization in the legislation and the code is the same as similar our counterpart in the UK or in another country, China, will also define themselves. So that's the purpose of refining that definition in compliance with the code. With respect to the word intelligent testing, again, this is the same explanation as before in terms of just consistency with the code. The World Anti-Doping Code is made up of a number of international standards, and one of those standards is called the International Standard for Testing and Intelligence. And in the anti-doping world, when we use the word intelligence, it is actually referring to intelligence-based testing based on intelligence information that is gathered that will inform how you test. So hopefully that will address those first two questions. I'll hand over to Afrika to answer the other two questions.
Thank you, Pali. To address Honorable Adam, to section 17.2b, just to give background, when we initially drafted and submitted the version of the bill that WADA had deemed compliant in September, the whole section 17 looked very different, and it was returned from the state law advisor in this format. So to not ruffle any feathers, we tried to keep it as close to as what the state law advisor intended and only address the sections that might raise issues with compliance that WADA has also flagged. The section 17.2b can remain the same. And then Honorable Mthethwa, with regards to Popia, an athlete by virtue of their participation and membership to the National Federation, the National Sporting Federation, this is how they give consent to be tested by state in the country. When you agree to participate in sport, you have a license, so you will consent there from then already. Have I answered all the questions?
I'm not just getting the questions from, I'm seeing the hand of Honorable Fandek. Maybe assisting with the questions of Mr. Joseph.
Yes, yes, sir. He asked section 17, the question for clarity is, how many anti-doping rule violations do sites propose? And the second question is, do sites still have issues with WADA after the proposed amendments are approved in Parliament and therefore want to keep arbitration open?
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Fandek. Can you take those questions?
Can I go ahead, sir, with any more questions?
Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Joseph. With respect to the anti-doping rule violation, why that a definition is the way it is in the amended legislation, because the World Anti-Doping Code is a live document that is updated every 4 years, whereas legislation is more static. And over the past two iterations or 8 years of the World Anti-Doping Code, anti-doping rule, the definition of anti-doping rule violations have expanded. So we don't want the legislation to limit that expansion and dynamic nature of the World Anti-Doping Code. With respect to the case with WADA, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we are optimistic that the parliamentary process will overtake the disputes with WADA, and that dispute will then be struck off the roll. I think I'll ask our secretaries to affirm this, but WADA will withdraw or accept or cancel or close the dispute if we show that that Parliament has accepted these amendments that are now in compliance with the World Anti-Doping Code. And cash will then withdraw it. We don't have to wait for that final day, I think on the 19th of March, because the Parliament has accepted them, the committee has accepted the amendments, and it will be pushed through, ushered through Parliament in that format. So, Fika, can you just confirm if I'm correct in that, please?
Thank you, Khalid. So, WADA has written a without prejudice letter to us. We have tried to stall the process before CAS so that we can get this through Parliament. And they wrote a without prejudice note to our lawyers and said all they want to see is a compliant, code compliant version of the bill. They don't specifically say that they will withdraw their case before CAS, but they do press on, well, it's in all parties' interest to save on costs. So we can make interpretation from such a without prejudice letter what is being implied by that. If we can present to them, here is a compliant version of the bill aligned with the code, and it's and no further changes will be made, we can believe that they can remove SAIDs from their non-compliant list and put that on a watch list until the president promulgates the bill into act.
And a watch list does that have any consequences?
Yeah, and there are no consequences on the watch list.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable members, I'm suspecting now we are fine. Any questions from you, acting? Is it acting DG or DDG? DDG Sumai, you fine?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Sorry, Chairperson, there's one outstanding question that Honorable Joseph asked. It's just a general question. Do all sporting codes inform sites of the sporting schedules to allow sites to do unannounced visits? And what is the cost this fall that sites spend on international legal fees?
This is the last question. Can I give it to you?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Van Dyke. Yes, all national federations do cooperate with us, and we have access to the updated calendars, and as the sports calendars change, normally a national federation's calendar will be 2 years ahead or 4 years ahead. In sports, we always work in four-year cycles because of the Olympic Games, so we do have access in it. All national federations overwhelmingly directly cooperate with the with respect to legal fees, specifically our only legal fees have been this cash case, and we spent close to 900,000 rand to date on close to a million on legal fees pertaining to the cash case.
No, I was listening, and the Guru of Finances interjected when you're still speaking, the Guru of your finances. Okay.
He corrected me to be accurate.
Yes, he wanted you to be accurate because maybe some people are asking questions once they do have information.
our SAIDS has also been given an opportunity to provide the names of their relevant stakeholders that could also come in and make their input. All federations were, the list of federations have been provided. Our university sport stakeholders have also been, the list has been provided. The provinces, heads of departments and MECs, as well as the sports confederations in the provinces, all those lists have been provided to the committee chairperson so that the committee has a wide range of stakeholders who can be called on, so that at the end of the day you have all the different minds coming together to provide you with enough information to finalize this bill, the chairperson. Chairperson, we also had a request from SAIDS themselves for WADA to be invited to this hearing as well. And I'm not sure if they have, I can't really recall whether they have put it on their list of their stakeholders. So I'm not sure if there's an opportunity. You know, WADA has found us to be non-compliant, and perhaps, you know, an opportunity can be provided to them as well to come before the portfolio committee. But we will be guided by you, chairperson, and your committee on whether that is acceptable as well. And then my last comment, chairperson, is that thank you for the opportunity for the department to be part of these processes as observers. Can I also please make a special request that perhaps SAIDS, who are the anti-doping agency in South Africa that deals directly with WADA, be also given an opportunity to be part as to be observers, you know, when the committee sees them fit to be part of that, of any of the other hearings that will take place. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
You are reminding me of something that I nearly made a big mistake. We are here in this era that we are able to do this. We've been having our legal advice, who has been helpful every now and then. When I'm getting the report, I said, no, no, go back to the legal advice. And he has been with us even in our learnings and in common. I cannot forget, as we are asking just now about what I was saying about invitation of water. Maybe if you want to say something, because this bill also, it is the bill that has been doing well with us as a committee. I thank you. Can our legal advice share some views and say something? I thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Members. Good morning. Good morning to colleagues from the department and to SAIDS. Thank you, SAIDS, for your input. It's given some insight with regards to the role of the code and in order to achieve compliance. As I understand, that is essentially our goal. We would like to align our national legislation to that of the code. Chair, after we obviously the bill will go now for public submission, and we will be receiving more input from the public, and we are scheduled to listen to various stakeholders. Just on a procedural aspect, I'd just like to remind the committee that after we have received all of our comments and all of our inputs, and I see that our team from the committee, Ms. Clayton, has started preparing a matrix. And that will assist the committee in just consolidating all of the comments and the proposals that have been made. And in response to that matrix, we would then give the department an opportunity to respond to the comments and indicate to us, you know, whether they are in agreement, whether they have an opposition, or whether the proposals can work. Chair, following the department's response, we would then go into deliberations. I think that's all for me now, Chair. Thank you very much.
With that note, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You are not looking only after this committee as the chairperson. I know that there are so many committees who are having same pressure, but you always avail yourself. Thank you so much. Honourable members,
okay, that's all right, Chair. On the request made by Ms. Kang, we will consult and get back to the department and pray for them. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, that's what I was saying, that fortunately she is present here and we cannot just respond. I'm sure you do that, as we are saying. Can I take this opportunity to thank all South Africans who is in this platform, starting with department, committee, and the listeners who are listening on these deliberations. Thank you so much, Mr. Khalidi and the team. Honorable members, I don't have any other item. I'm closing this meeting. The meeting is adjourned or is closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Chief Boy.
Bye.